Welcome to Start at Regions 1 and 3 podcast. My name is Dr. Annie Ranking, and I am a family resource specialist with StartNet Regions 1 and 3. If you'd like to find out more about us, please visit us at starnet.org. We're continuing our episodes on active parenting, and we're going to dive into topic 3 today. And the title of this is, It is Okay to Let Your Children Choose. The importance of choice is crucial when helping our child's brain develop. In order to make choices, we have to be able to weigh the pros and cons. It helps our prefrontal cortex develop. We also have to have practice in making choices. And as parents and educators, we can provide that guidance and practice in a safe place. So when you go to a store or a restaurant, think about how many choices you see. You have to make so many choices. What type of cereal brand? What type of cereal? What type of Cheerios? Do you want the generic kind or the non-generic kind? Researchers have found that an average person makes 226.7 decisions about food only in just one day. Now imagine yourself as an 18-year-old walking through the grocery store, never having had to make a decision for yourself or having role models to guide you while you were growing up, helping you figure out how to make those good and bad choices. That could be pretty hard. It doesn't only have to be with food. Everything in life comes with a choice. So it's really important for us to provide our children the opportunity to make choices, because it helps their brain develop, and it also creates experiences where they can take ownership. They can have a sense of power in their lives. We all want some sort of power in our lives, and children are no different. However, when they are children, we have the responsibilities as parents and educators to help guide that power through our communication and role modeling strategies. One way we can guide that power with our communication is through providing choices. Providing choices to our children also sends them the message that we care and we respect their opinion. We respect them as a human being. In essence, it is building their self-esteem and confidence to make choices for themselves now and in the future. So there are some things to keep in mind, however, when we're providing choices. Number one, what is our goal as the adult in the life of the child, whether it's a guardian, a grandparent, an aunt, an uncle, a teacher? Sometimes adults get really bogged down with, this is how it should be because I say so. But I would encourage you to take a step back and allow your child to make a choice. Provide a structure that you have for them. So we need to ask ourselves in any situation, what is my main goal? The main goal may be putting weather-appropriate clothes on to go outside. Does it really matter what the clothes look like? Does it really matter if the clothes match? Not really, as long as they are dressed for the weather. My main goal is that my child has on weather-appropriate clothes when leaving the house. Is it negative 20? Leaving the house in shorts and a tank top is not weather appropriate. Now, this is my goal for that day and that time. But this goal may change if you are on the way to church. The goal may be then that they need to wear something, quote, nice. Do you need to lay out one nice outfit and tell them to put it on? No, not necessarily. You can provide them two or three choices and your child can choose from them. However, keeping that structure that there needs to be something, quote, nice to be worn to church. Another example could be helping at dinner time. My goal or structure as a parent is that my child needs to help at dinner time. However, the specific thing they help with could be a choice. I could ask my child, would you like to help set the table? Or would you like to help clean up the table after dinner? Would you like to set the table or would you like to wash the dishes? My goal in this specific scenario is that my child helps with the event of dinner. but the actual portion of the dinner my child helps with can be a choice. This builds within the child a sense of responsibility when the choices and consequences are consistent. Number two, start with two choices and maybe work your way up to three or four. Starting with two choices is important, especially if your child has not had the opportunity to make decisions previously. As in the examples I just gave, the two choices for my child to decide at dinner time or maybe the clothes I lay out. If they choose not to decide, then there could be consequences. Not punishment, but consequences. That you will then make the choice for which part of the dinner they are going to help with. You'll talk about those discussions and you'll talk about those choices. But with the consistency and what's known as the broken record tactic, children will eventually begin to decide what choice they will choose. And number three, give choices you as the adult can live with. The choices you provide to your child to choose from need to be choices that you can live with if your child decides to make that choice. Therefore, the choices need to be something you are okay with and something that is safe. For example, you would not give the choice to ride a bike down a busy highway or on a quiet street. The busy highway would be unsafe and would be a choice you as the adult would not want to see followed through with. A more realistic example would be a choice of eating a bag of M&Ms after school or carrot sticks. If your goal as a parent, which every parent is different, is to have your child eat a healthy diet, the M&Ms may not be the choice that you want to provide. Rather, you could say, would you like to have apple slices or would you like to have carrot sticks for your after school snack? And when they say a bag of chips, you as the adult can say and be consistent and say, I've given you two choices. It's either apple slices or carrot sticks. Maybe even use some of the discipline that we've talked about in previous episodes in order to help them understand that their choices have consequences. If you haven't tried choices with your child before, I would encourage you to try that this week. You quite possibly could be amazed at what transpires for the good. Thank you so much for listening to our episode this week. Thank you for listening to our podcast from StarNet Regions 1 and 3. If you'd like to find out more about us, please visit us at starnet.org.